podcast is now available on Radio Public.
Guys, today I'm going to be telling a story about a little girl named Meg. Meg thought she was so brave, but when it came down to it, to lead the crowd, her friends had to stick up for her because she wasn't brave enough. Meg was one of those kids at school that always wanted to brag about a tournament or something she won, just something that she can make somebody feel like she's better than them. One day, they were on their way to take their pictures in the gym. They were walking down the hallway when the light shut off and a loud roar came over the loudspeaker. Then she heard over the loudspeaker a frightened secretary voice say, "Get to your nearest classroom. Everyone, we are on a lockdown. This is not a drill. Please be safe. We're being under attack. Please be safe and get to your nearest classrooms now. I repeat, get to your nearest classroom." Meg grabbed her friends and they went to a dark classroom. The lights were turned off and the door was opened. They went in and locked the door. They hid under the tables and Meg and Sammy, her best friend, started taking their flashlights and looking for the key to unlock the door in case of emergencies. Meg was scared, but she thought, "This is just another thing that I can survive and brag about. That's the only thing that got her through." But little did she know, something was outside the door. Sammy sat in front of the door. Now she was our leader, the leader of the pack. She was the bravest to sit in front of the door. Now, little did they know, Sammy was the bravest of all, and Meg was not what she led up to be. They heard light scratchings at the door. They felt scared, but then they heard, "Help me, help me," and it wasn't a beast. But they couldn't trust it. Sammy looked out of the peephole in the door, and there sat Meg's little brother, Graham. Meg was terrified. Sammy quickly opened the door and pulled him in. But then he turned into a horrid beast, scratching, throwing stuff. He was scratching from left to right, and Meg suddenly saw black. The next time Meg opened her eyes, she was in a hospital bed, IVs in her arm, and scratches across her face. She had been scratched in the eye, and damage was done to her brain, but it wasn't enough to kill her, thankfully. Unfortunately, that's how our story ends. Meg didn't die, and she now doesn't brag, but she has a big scratch on her face. Remember, kids, don't brag about things if you're not able to do them, because maybe someday you might be tested to your abilities.